When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Best Show Best. This is the best of the best show, the new version of the best show. And for people who don't know, the best show takes place each and every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. till midnight over at thebestshow.net. And if you are new to the program, these are little bite-sized greatest hits samples of what we do every week. So check this out. And if you want more, you can listen to the full 3-hour extravaganza and check it out. And if you want to support The Best Show, the way to do that is to download the episodes and to give us reviews on iTunes, and to tell people that the show is back and that you like it. So please, check out this new episode of Best Show Best. Best Show!
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, it's Andy Kindler calling in.
It's Andy Kindler?
Yeah, but I'm the new low-key Andy Kindler. This is the way I talk.
Good heavens. Well, you sound like you're sound like somebody slipped you a Mickey.
What am I, underwater now with the phone? My first attempt at humor on the new show falls flat as a pancake.
I love it. The first celebrity to call the show.
Is that true?
We had the first rock star last week. Kurt Vile. Kurt Vile called. Now the first celebrity to call is on the line.
the way you say that.
Yeah.
It means that we're stretching the term.
Yeah. That's exciting. The first celebrity.
I'm sorry I waited so long. I tried
hey,
to get
Kayla!
You earlier. Blah,
Kayla!
Blah, blah.
Kayla!
Uh-oh. What's...
It's Gary!
Who's there? Who's there?
It's Gary!
Gary!
What's up, amigo?
Hey, this is the... I can hear you better now. Have you been taking squirrel diction lessons?
No!
I laugh after every joke.
Oh, boy.
No good?
No, I like it. I like it. You're
How's
one
it
of
going,
my...
Gary? What,
you're a
what's
good
going
comedian.
On?
You're a good comedian.
That, thank you. Now, I always think a slam's coming when you say that.
No,
you're
going to
give me a yellow schmuck moopy.
What does Rodney Dangerfield and Andy Kindler have in common?
They're both hilarious comedians who are not respected as much as they should be in their time.
Yeah, okay, sure. But what I was going to say was Rodney Dangerfield didn't get no respect. But when you go see Andy Kindler, the sign out front says no refunds. No refunds! Get it? Get it?
I do get it. I do get it.
Because your show stinks!
No. You shouldn't have. You went too far.
It stinks! Everybody wants their money back!
Oh, come on, Gary. I thought we had a staff.
I'm busting beans!
I thought you and I didn't have a Kurt Braunauer vibe.
No. Your show's great. Your show's great. So you at Union Hall.
That's right. I didn't see you. I didn't see you there.
Hands off in the corner.
Wow.
I didn't pay.
I didn't know they had rodent seating. Rodent seating. Get it? It's no joke.
Yeah,
that's
I got
why
it.
I say get it afterwards.
No, I got it. No, I got it. I got it.
Hey, if this segment bombs, who should we blame? Gary the Squirrel or Andy?
Mike! We'll blame Mike.
Mike is always our go-to. Sometimes I feel we shouldn't slam Mike, but then I think it's exactly the way to go.
Yeah, I know. He's a snooze. So what's up, Kindler? What's up?
Well, I got nothing to promote. I just have love for the. I sound like an internet guy. I'm calling with love for the best show. And
did you hear? What did you want for Hanukkah?
What's that?
What do you want for Hanukkah?
Well, I actually celebrate Christmas, even though I am Jewish. I didn't get anything for
Hanukkah. I celebrate both.
Do you really?
9 days of presents. 9 days. You know what I'm going to get you for Christmas?
What's that?
A memo. A memo. Because you didn't get one yet. You didn't get the memo.
I would love to get a memo. That would be a great marketing thing for us. If you sold memos with your face on them, my name in a bigger font than your face on the bottom, Andy Kindler with Gary the Squirrel sitting in.
It's about time you got some merch.
I don't have any merch. I have a CD that hasn't been coming out for a year.
I'm really looking forward to your new duct tape.
My new what?
Duct tape.
Oh, no, it's on ADAT, A-D-A-T tape.
What?
Get it? It's an audio joke.
Yeah.
What is it, coming out on beta? What is it, on beta all of a sudden? You're the worst audience in the world, Gary.
It's coming out. No, it's good. Can't wait to hear your material on the bicentennial.
Yeah, what's up with the what's next, the tricentennial? What would be after that?
It would be next.
Have you heard my Y2K, chunk?
Your Y2K chunk?
Yeah, Y2K. Why not 2K, is what I say.
Oh, boy.
Even as anti-humor, my comedy is no longer working.
Why? Y2K? Why do I have 2 ears?
That's better. That's better than what I did.
To hear this. Right?
I just want to say, Gary, thanks again for ending my friendship with Bob Odenkirk.
You're welcome.
Over your interview with him.
I guess you'll never be on A Better Call Saul.
I can't even. He stopped sending me holiday cards after that appearance.
Really?
No.
That's what did
I'm making everything.
Trust
that implies
me.
He was sending me a card.
Trust me, it was a squirrel. I'm the squirrel that broke the camel's back. It was a long time coming. Long time coming. I'm what you call an inciting incident.
What's that? What kind of incident?
Inciting. Just pin it on
inciting.
Me. He'd been waiting to make that move. He was waiting to shuttle you for a long time.
He was stunned by the interview. He couldn't parry with you.
Couldn't do it.
No, he took it very seriously.
Yeah, real serious. He was on the street.
Yeah.
He took it real serious.
He was on the way to a meeting.
He was on the corner.
He was on the street.
Sunset La Brea.
Nothing better than someone who's arranged to call in, but then you feel like you're putting
Sorry, sir. Sorry, I called you. Oh, wait, you called me.
Yeah, an hour late. Meanwhile, I'm standing in the car dying because I know that my relationship with the best show, with Gary, depended on that.
Yeah, you came through, though. You came through like a champ.
Now I feel bad that the end of this show will somehow be pinned on me. I don't want that. I can't take that right now.
He just ran out of the room, Andy.
Oh, he did?
He just ran out. He's out.
I noticed that Gary never hovers nearby after his...
I thought he went home and he burst in when he heard you.
Hey, I want to tell you one thing. I know you we're tight on time, but about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame... That yeah. I was enraged last year when Kiss was in, and I blamed, and Questlove, and that other guy who was from, was it Rage Against the Machine? They had to get Kiss in the hot. That's why they joined the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, to get Kiss in there.
Wait, who didn't do the what the what?
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last year, they inducted Kiss, which I thought was the worst thing that's ever happened to America and to the world in general. And it was because Questlove, all of a sudden, was voting. And he liked Kiss when he was 12 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there should be a 12-year-old Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and one for actual adults.
I mean, there is no worse human being in the world than Gene Simmons. He's not acting. That's the way he is. Why would you want to give him any more awards or make him his ego even larger?
Look, I'm not a fan of... I'm not a fan of Gene Simmons. I like his look. I like his bass playing.
Oh, you do? I didn't know. I'm not aware of that. Is he really good?
He plays. It sounds like somebody wrote a review once where they said it sounds like Gene Simmons. It sounds like he's wearing boxing gloves when he plays bass.
But his ego. It's not funny. His act.
No, it's boring. It's boring.
And then Questlove says, oh, when I was 7 years old, I liked Kiss.
Okay,
I don't know why it enraged me so much, but I did get a response from Questlove on Twitter, which made me very happy.
Yeah. You know what else he liked when he was seven? Fun Dip. Right?
And who's the other guy? Tom Morello? Who is that guy I'm talking about?
Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, he had to. He was upset that Kiss was. They were brought in to hip up the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to make it more current and less rock and roll.
Yeah, that's when you know that rock is dead. When it's just like, how are we going to liven this thing up?
But you know what? On that interview with Fallon and Paul McCartney, Fallon, we have to admit he was on his game. Fallon's on his game.
Fallon, he did the impressions.
He did the impression. Did you see he did a soap opera with Oprah? It was like a fake soap opera. They could barely get through it because Harvey Korman was in Jimmy Fallon's IFB, and he was saying, just start laughing when you run out of things. Just start cracking up. You got nothing, Jimmy? Crack up like you're making fun of it.
Harvey Korman is one of those guys who the second he croaked, everybody was just like, yeah, that guy was not a good guy. Like one of those guys that people couldn't wait till he was gone so they could just kind of say, yeah, that guy was a real jerk.
He did make me laugh, though, but I don't remember anything. A lot of things made me laugh at that age.
Andy.
Yeah, you got to go.
The clock on the wall tells me it's time to go.
I know. I'm so sorry for closing weekly. Oh. I'm sorry for apologizing for my act.
I'm sorry for apologizing. That's...
I'm sorry for apologizing.
You've reached a new frontier.
Low.
You're apologizing.
But I did want to thank you for coming out to Union Hall. That meant so much to me, and it was so much fun. That was a great evening.
That was a triumph. And you know what I decided? Your nickname should be The King. Andy the King Kindler.
All right, I'll take
right?
it.
Right? The King. Why not call you The King? Because you were the King that night.
Yeah, I felt good that night. I felt good, so that's why I'm bringing it back now, so anybody that didn't see it can have you at least say.
Come back to New York and do more stand-up.
I will do that. I may and move in with Sam Varela, and we'll get our company going.
Sounds like somebody's coming up with a sitcom.
And Fred from Honolulu will be the next-door neighbor, who's always having a luau and is asking me if I have spare pineapple.
There you go. At least you're not generalizing with anything, though.
Hey, Hawaiians like pineapple. They wear leis on their neck. They are very jolly people. They sing the song about tiny bubbles.
The song about tiny bubbles.
Tiny bubbles. They hate people from the mainland. Yeah. That part's true.
Yeah, that is true.
All right, Tom.
I do got to say, I'm going
to
wrap it up.
Let you go.
Thanks,
I love
bud.
You.
Love you too,
thanks
buddy.
For coming back and saving not just Tuesday night, but saving entertainment as we know it. Well, you are the greatest, and I can't even believe it. That's how excited I am.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate it. You're not so bad
right,
yourself.
Brother.
Okay, bye. Thanks again, everybody, for listening to Best Show Best, and I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes. I want to thank Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, John Worster, of course, and you. And once again, listen to The Best Show live each and every Tuesday night on your computer at thebestshow.net. Thanks so much.